Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Bill Connolly is here, too. Bill is a great member of our Brain Trust now. Coming. In fact, this is his ninth anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? Yeah, we love those anniversaries. He's with his company is called Connolly Consulting. He's the author of a number of books, including a brand new one called The Flexible Stance, Thriving in a Boom-Bust Economy. Bill Connolly, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So one of the things that you talk about in your book, the essence, I should say, about your book, is how to not get so, you know, gyrational just because the economy is going one way or the other. How to level things out a little bit, right?
Yeah, you know, I wrote the book because my experience as an economist, I, for years and years and years, tried to make my forecast more accurate and finally decided, you know, I need to help business leaders understand how to deal with an inaccurate forecast of the future. Because we in my profession are not going to tell you when the next recession's coming.
Mm-hmm.
There are always some folks saying the recession's right around the corner and all, some folks saying every year, good times ahead, but the recessions come without much warning. So the business leader needs to be ready regardless of what the economist says.
Well, exactly. So what would that look like? What kind of a state of mind do we need to be in for that? Because if things are going great, Bill, you know that we don't like thinking about things not going great. We want to enjoy it while we can.
Well, let me clarify.
You're not trying to take the fun out of the party, are you, Bill?
I want things to go great, but you know we every now and then get a recession, and if it's not a recession, it's some other change. It could be technological change, social attitudes. Look at Chipotle. People used to love them. Now they
right.
fear them. And a business leader, you know, I think what business most of all is a little bit of humility. And somebody who's started a business and been successful or risen to the top in the corporate world, those are not humble people. You know, they're nice people, but they tend not to be humble and oftentimes have too high an opinion of their own
right.
prediction
right.
about the future.
Right. Well, you talk about having a contingent plan in the book, and I want you to talk about that a little bit because that's necessary whether things are booming or busting, isn't having a contingent plan. I talk about this when I talk about business planning with my audience, when I talk to them a little bit about preparing something for the bank or for an investor. I talk to them about having the model, the projections that they think they can achieve, that they think will take to sell the deal, but also another model that's a little more conservative that shows what if I'm wrong, and even if I am wrong, and I only do this, I can still achieve these goals. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely vital. The being ready to deal with a tough question. I've been advising a college student working on an honors thesis, and she sent me the final paper, but she was going to have an oral exam. And I went through it. I thought it was great. And I said, okay, if somebody's going to ask tough questions, here are the tough questions they're going to ask you. And I think she was a little bit ticked off that I was asking tough questions. She comes out of the exam and emails me, yeah, they asked that question, that tough question. And she was so happy that she
wow.
had been thinking about it ahead of time.
Right.
And it's the same thing in business. The banker is going to ask a tough question, and the banker doesn't much care what you say so long as you indicate you've thought it through.
So, of course, a lot of people these days are thinking, boy, I'd like to have a big growth spurt in my business just to feel like that, because it seems like for the last 7 years or so, Bill, things have been pretty dour. You know, a lot of people on Main Street are still feeling like they're in a recession,
sure,
aren't they?
Sure.
And so you know, are we in a position where we need to have a contingency plan for if things get better?
Yeah, I think so. And one of the things that has surprised me is how many business leaders face challenges on the way up.
Hold on to that thought. Let's talk about that. Because, folks, this is where we are, I think. I think this is the direction we need to be thinking about. So Dr. Bill Connolly and I will be right back after these messages. His new book is called The Flexible Stance.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.